This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. Mm-hmm. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay. You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Tabitha Coffee and Shane Douglas. Good morning, Tabitha.
Good morning.
Now, you're very, very polite, but we were in the green room, and all I kept thinking is, well, okay, ask her about everything, ask her about her life, where she's living, blah, blah, blah. But I really wanted to know, what did you think of my haircut? And you actually like my hair.
I do. I like your hair. I told you, you have really good hair.
Okay.
Best foundation for everything.
Okay, so do you like the longer look?
It's
controversial.
It is. Not everybody
really?
Loves it. Mm-hmm. Not everyone. I wouldn't know if it's that controversial.
It's his hugest controversy that he's ever had.
Wow. No, that's a problem.
I just wanted a little softer look to go with my softer personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think this wig might suit my new personality better. By the way, why do people think I have a wig? Like, not now, but they used to all the time.
It's because you've got such thick hair. But
is that what it is?
Everything, right? Yeah.
Okay. Now you went over, and so you didn't have anything negative to say about my hair at all, or do you like the color or no?
I do like the color. You colored it though.
I do. Can I tell you what I do though, which I think was why it looks so. It doesn't look natural, does it?
It does look.
Oh,
natural,
okay, good.
But I know you color it, but it looks natural.
I use a semi-permanent, like it's almost like a wash. It's only in for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It does fade after about 3 weeks, but I like it because it mixes in with the gray. It just tones down the gray, and I say to the guy, I don't need you to color every single gray. I don't want it to look like shoe polish. But would you do anything different? Because I feel like you're judging me.
No, I'm judging. The look on my face is, I love that you're explaining to the hairdresser what the technical term of a semi-permanent hair color is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
I just no, okay. Yeah,
tone.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be telling you.
I love that you're speaking hairdresser to me. That's the look on the face.
Do you like that I do a temporary color?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's why it fades naturally. It doesn't
right.
cover every gray. It
okay.
looks a little translucent, highlighted. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I like.
Now, you don't like Shane's haircut.
I don't. Nope.
And can you tell us why?
Because the right side, or my right side, is actually square. The left side is round. The right side is longer than the left side. It needs to be more textured because you have really thick, coarse, delicious hair, but it's really
so
thick.
Delicious.
I get that all the time.
But it needs to be it's very tufty right now, which makes it look a little like round and the shape is off.
Yes.
If it was a little longer and really textured and cut into the right product, we were playing with it in the green room, right? And I was like rubbing my hands through it, making it look a little bit more textured. Just brings it alive a little bit more. The shape is off though. One side's like this, one side's like this.
I'm so sorry, Shane. Come My on. Hair is perfect.
I would love I want to be perfect.
Now, we were talking about, okay, so when I walk in people's homes, right, I always am like looking at everything. And I don't say, I try to be just positive, oh, I love this or I love that. You have to do that with everyone's hair. You must.
Oh, yeah, I look at people's hair all the time.
And you say that's bad color, that's a bad length, I would do this, I would do
shape
that.
Is off.
But to yourself, you're saying it to yourself.
I look at people's hair all the time. I mean, I look at, wow, their hair is beautiful. They need a haircut.
Yes.
I would love to see the color a little different. It's not for me to critique them, but no different. It's a design eye.
Yes, it is.
Right? It's just a design eye. Sometimes I look at people's color and I think, Their skin looked a little pale. If they had a little bit more warmth in their hair, they'd look a little bit more vibrant and a little brighter. It's again, it's a design eye.
Now, what about sometimes I see older women with their hair is too long, and then all of a sudden they cut 5 inches off it, and they look 10 years younger. Megan did that. When Megan cut her hair a little bit shorter, it lifted her whole face.
She has great hair.
So do you find that, is there a certain age, after a certain age, you shouldn't grow your hair down to your mid-back?
I don't think it's an age thing, but it's definitely a face shape.
Okay.
Right? And it's shorter, doesn't mean short like mine, but shorter tends to make most hair look thicker, give it more body, right? Gives it more vibrancy. It moves a little better because hair gets to a length and then just hangs.
Yes.
So as soon as it comes shorter, it just gives you a little bit more kind of zhuzh and movement. And it can make eyes look wider, more brighter, open, which is always good when we age, or women, right?
Yes.
Especially, we always look tired. It's always the eyes that show. So if you open up through the face more, it can make your eyes look more vibrant, brighter, more wide awake, jawlines look stronger, cheekbones start to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always face shape.
Is there a particular, because I tend to always bring it back to me, is there a particular length that you, should I keep growing it, or do you like just this length? Or
no, you don't want to go too long, because then it will also start to expand out.
Okay, because you think I'm too old to have long hair.
And then what do you want to have long hair for?
I don't.
And then you're going to put too much product on. It's going to get even crunchier.
Thank you for calling it crunchy. I do have 3 different products on right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's unruly, my hair.
Yeah.
It's unruly. What about women going gray? Like sometimes I think
gray.
You love it. Okay.
I love it.
Because sometimes I think, oh, you know, you take 10 years off of yourself if you colored your hair.
Right. Again, skin tone, right person. I cannot wait to go gray.
Really?
Oh my God, I can't wait to go gray. I have one little patch right in the front of my hairline. I know it will happen. It's not there yet. Did you see my hair long on my Instagram recently? I just cut it off last week.
Oh, you did?
But,
well, I've always known you for short hair.
For me, it wasn't long, but for me it was long.
Hair.
It looked, well, okay. It looked like a little bob. I looked a very, I looked a little kind of newscaster.
It's very conservative. I love it.
Barbara Bushy, soccer mom.
No, it's very cute,
not bad,
but it's very
for any
conservative.
Of those things.
But see, you're lucky because I think it's a small percentage of the population of women that can have really, really, really short hair and pull it off.
Oh, it's an attitude. It's got nothing to do with what you look like. It's got everything to do with what you feel like.
Own it.
I love that. Totally.
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I've been watching Gossip Girl, and there is a gorgeous black girl on that show, and she has no hair. No hair whatsoever. Mm-hmm. She's so stunning. And I'm thinking, you know, she can pull it off.
Yeah.
But not everybody. I need hair. Like, I need hair. Shane needs hair.
I need a lot of hair.
Yeah. I need hair. I think. I don't know. But you know what? You know who likes my hair is the coffee cart guy. So let's talk about him. So as of yesterday, now I want to know what you think about this, Tabitha. So coffee cart guy has been very excitable when I go to the coffee cart each morning when I'm in New York. And yesterday he gave me a free banana, which I thought was
interesting.
Yeah.
Take
one of my bananas. And I just thought that is very forward. And I wasn't sure if he was into me. But
I did not believe that he was.
Right. But now do you change your mind? Because what happened this morning?
Because this morning, he gave us a free bagel. We didn't even realize it until we got here.
He just put it in the bag.
And he was like, I've been waiting for you. And he also said, were you here last year? I was thinking about you and I remember.
I mean, duh. I mean, and you do you now
you
change your mind?
He professed his love.
Yeah. I mean, next time you're going to find in that bagel with that banana, they kind of fit together perfectly, really, don't they? You're also going to find like his phone number or something in there.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well,
then I thought,
well, he just knows me or whatever. But no, this is what happened. So I was at the coffee cart and I was waiting for my bagel. And this woman came up to me and she's like, oh my God, Jeff Lewis, can I take your picture? I said, sure. And he's like, what do you do? So then I said to Shane, you see, if he remembered me 2 years ago, doesn't know who I am, is excited every morning. It's just nice to be 51 and still, you know, still, I have it. I still have it. I got it. I still got it.
Yeah, you got it with all the coffee cart guys.
Even though people are nasty to me on Instagram and say that I think I'm a 10, but I'm really a 6. But you know what? For 51, I'm a 10, right? I think if you're going to grade me for 51, all right, maybe an 8. But I just, yes, if you compare me to the whole population, I'm not a 10. But if you take all the 51-year-olds, right, and line us up, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to rate higher.
I saw the People magazine, and you were not the sexiest 51-year-old. It
was
Anthony Anderson.
Bullshit. And I know, and I'm friends with Anthony Anderson. I work with him, and yes, I was very angry. I mean, I'm glad it was Anthony. If I didn't have to get it, I'm glad Anthony got it.
Yeah, fine. I'm just saying they did line up all the 51-year-olds, and they didn't crown you.
Maybe not all of them, but yeah, quite a few. But we haven't lined up all the coffee cart guys. We should line up all the coffee cart guys and send Jeff's picture out.
I am so flattered.
Open a coffee cart and just flirt with all the guys.
I got a free banana. I got a free bagel. He's been trying to give me the free hazelnut coffee.
He's been trying to get him to drink the coffee.
But I said, you know what? I get too warm. I want a cold drink. I can make you a nice coffee. I'm like, I have to go meet Tabitha Coffee. I got to get going.
I love how he understands your needs and is accommodating to them.
This is what I love about him, because he anticipates what I need.
He's a good partner.
He really is a good partner. What I would like to do, though, is I'd like to get the coffee cart back up to Madison and 49th, because he did a much better business. He told me they made him move his cart down the street, and so it's really affected his business. I know too much about it.
Seriously. Like, I'm just fascinated that you have actually taken the time and the investment to know all about him.
You know what? This is a very good segue, because I said to you today, and you and I had the worst, and Patty, had the worst reputations on Bravo, right?
Totally.
And you are known as, you're like the original bitch on Bravo.
I'm the goat.
You are. And you're never going to shake it. You're never going to ever, ever, ever shake it. And I just, look, we profited from it. We did. We profited a lot from it. But now people have all these preconceived notions of about us. And I've said, you know, people will take a picture of me and send it to me on Instagram. I just saw you in Target. And I just, what I keep saying is, like, I'm actually a friendly guy. I like people. Come up and say hi. Say hi to me. Don't take pictures of me when you could have said hello and met me.
I get it all the time.
Right? You're worse than me.
They always say, I was too scared to talk to you.
Well, you're scary.
I'm so scared to talk to you. Oh, shut up. Shut up, coffee guy lover. Really? Come on.
But then I did say to you, I'm like, you're actually one of the sweetest, nicest, most personable people, but you've got this wall. Not now. This is a softer Tabitha today. But, you know, at the time, we had these huge walls up to protect ourselves. You know, we're here on this earth to get shit done. We have to work. I don't have time for nonsense. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, look, age, right?
Yeah.
I'm older than 51. Not by much, but a little bit.
6 months, maybe.
age, experience, life changes, learnings. We all change, and we should be allowed to change. And the thing that I find really fascinating, I loved my time on Bravo. I love my show. I do.
Tabitha,
I love it.
Takes over. It was amazing.
I just think it was amazing, and it was such a great experience. I'm so grateful I had it.
Yeah.
But I wonder what everyone would think out there when they put us in these boxes, if I put them in a box, right? And went, you can never change from how you were 10 years ago, and you've got to be the same person every day for the rest of your life until you die. Go, right? Like, you grow and you change and you evolve. That is probably what we're here for, no? Maybe?
Yeah, but some of us evolve a little quicker than others.
You know, like when everyone does that, you're so scary. Well, how do you know? You haven't met me.
Yeah, right.
Come and meet me and then make up your mind. Am I scary or am I not scary?
I'll just tell you what, and I'm not totally offended, a little bit maybe. So I have a new friend named Joe, and everyone thinks I lie about this and that I've made him up, but no, I have a new friend named Joe, right? So we've been hanging out in LA, and then people think I'm having sex with him. No, I'm not. He's just a friend. It's a basic friend. So then I was invited to a dinner with his friends. He said, hey, you should come to dinner with my friends tonight. Then he said, and these were all over a few days and a few texts. Okay. So he said, oh, actually, you know, my friend has to work late and, you know, we're not going to do the dinner, but I can get a drink with you beforehand if you want, since we're both in New York. I said, cool. But then I thought, this is weird, because this dinner was planned. Then I said something nice to him, like, hey, have a good day at work, blah, blah, whatever. He said, you know, you're actually a really nice guy, and most people don't know that about you. So this is what I gather. I think I got uninvited from that dinner tonight because someone there doesn't like me because I have a reputation of being a petty ass bitch. Don't try me. So I think that's what happened. So there's a little part of me that's like, I'm kind of bummed because that would have been a fun dinner to go to. But on the other hand.
Yeah, but would it have?
Well, no, not if.
If everyone prejudged you when you got there.
Yeah.
Don't you get that all the time, though?
Give me the opportunity. Invite me to dinner, then hate me.
But I have
then
friends
hate
all
me.
The time go, oh, I told someone I know you. And they were like, oh, my God, she's such a bitch. How do you do it? Like, really?
Right.
So
I'm not
would
that
it have
intolerable.
Been a fun dinner?
I mean,
you could have shown off your fabulous hair.
It looks so good right now. But Shane, you were going to go too, right?
I know. Oof, not with this hair.
No.
Yeah, I can't.
No, it's like round on one side and
square on the other. There's no texture.
You need some texture.
God.
I was going to invite Coffee Cart Guy. You know what? Fuck that. You know what? I'm going to spend time with people that love me.
Coffee Cart Guy.
Yeah. I don't need to be at the Polo Bar tonight.
No.
But you did take your reputation and you kind of like spun it off into... a pretty lucrative business. And so now you are doing... Now, the last time you were here, which was 2 years ago, I was obsessed with your TED Talk. Mm-hmm. It was so good. And it's on YouTube for those of you that want to see it. But you're going to see, like you know your shit. Like, you've been around, you have a lot of business experience, you've been consulting people with their businesses for years and years and years. You had a whole show about it. And so I was very impressed with the TED Talk. Now you're doing something called Bitch Camp, which... I'm obsessed with.
Bitch Camp, I love. I'm obsessed as well. I love it.
Okay, so explain what Bitch Camp is.
So I have my acronym for bitch. You may have heard it. Brave, intelligent, tenacious, creative, and honest.
Yes.
The class is 7 weeks, and we cover all those things. So what does it mean to be brave, right? What's more important, courage or confidence? Mm-hmm. How do you build confidence? How do you move forward in life or career, mm-hmm. right? Because it's all connected. Go through intelligence. What does that mean? It's not about being book smart. It's about trusting yourself, learning what you need to, knowing the steps forward so that you can grow, expand. So it's 7 weeks intensive. I call it reclaiming who you are mm-hmm. because even if you haven't been called a bitch, you've been called something. Yeah. We've all been called the name,
yeah,
right? The label, the name that is put on us, that holds us back, that won't let us move forward.
Yes.
Bitch just happens to be mine.
Right.
It is for a lot of women. So let's reclaim that.
What about gay men? Because most of the bitches I know are gay men.
Different words, same meaning.
Yeah.
Right? It's meant to put you in a box where someone feels like they're superior
yeah.
or better
yeah.
than you are. And it's a way to shut you down, close you down.
Right. Melissa isn't here today, but she probably would be a good candidate for Bitch Camp.
Yeah.
She could probably teach it. But I know a lot of gays. Can gays take your class too?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
of
good.
Of course.
Just no straight guys. Doesn't make sense.
Sense.
Yeah, okay. Sorry,
I mean, it doesn't make
sorry,
sense.
Sorry, Scott Marlowe.
Right, I'm sure. So that's the interesting thing. What is the word? What is that word for a guy?
But.
Because most of them are celebrated. Right? Like go-getter, aggressive, honest, forthright. All of those things are the things that are said about men typically.
Right.
Whereas women, it's like, oh, she's so aggressive. She's such a bitch. Mm-hmm. Right? So why would they need to take my class?
So you take these you teach these 7 week courses. When does the next course start?
February.
And then it's what? It's an hour a week. And then right? You do like an hour lesson?
So I do an hour lesson. I go over. I'm a talker, so that's fine. I record them. If you can't make it live, I send them to you. So we do an hour live, and then we do a Q&A, right? Ask me anything. Let's talk about it. What came up for you? What do you need help and support with? What were your observations from that week and that lesson that can help you to move forward? And I do cute little workbooks and everything to kind of expand on your own so that you can keep the process going when the 7 weeks is over.
I would think right now it would be successful because so many people just being home for a year and a half, they've rethought their lives and some people are scared to make the changes that they know they need to make. And I feel like you could help by giving them that extra push, even if it means starting a new relationship, starting a new career. But how would people find you? How would people sign up for the course? And then what does it cost?
So my website, if you go to my website, tabithacoffee.com, information is there. My Instagram, information is there.
What's your Instagram?
Tabitha Coffee.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Easy right? to remember. Right.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
Come to my Instagram. Even though I say I'm taking a break at the moment, I'm still
okay,
looking.
So you're
I'm
still reading.
Posting.
You're still reading your DMs.
Yeah,
so if you want to sign up for Bitch
yeah,
Camp.
I'm just not posting.
Would you ever do personal, like just individual consults?
Coaching?
Yeah, coaching.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I work with individual
Some
clients.
Of our listeners are rich. And maybe they don't want to be in another class. Maybe they just want their own Tabitha Coffee experience.
I work with individual Ooh. Clients. You know, the
like Shane.
Challenge.
So rich. And I need help.
And you need a haircut. We would have to coach you on growing out your hair in the systematic right way to make it really painless.
He's actually going through a very painful breakup. It's been about 9 weeks. And the guy's a like allegedly. Can I
allegedly. Mm. So, you know what?
I personally don't. I'm allowed to say I personally don't like him.
Fine.
Andrew. I personally don't like Andrew.
All right.
Anyway, so he could use a little coaching, yeah. I think. All right. So you go to TabithaCoffee.com or go to Instagram at TabithaCoffee to sign up. Oh, how much is that? Okay. So how much is it for the class if I want to be in a class with other bitches? Or if I want my own Bitch Camp individual counseling, what is that going to cost?
Well, I only do sessions. You can reach out and I'll tell you.
Oh, you can't even tell us because what if... Okay.
It's exclusive.
Is it really expensive?
No.
Okay, how about this?
It's not expensive at all.
How about this, Tabitha? What if they say the Jeff Lewis Live code? Like, hey, I heard you on Jeff Lewis Live. Can you give my listeners a discount?
Totally.
You will?
Yeah,
like what?
Absolutely.
Like how much?
$250 off. $250 off.
Off the workshop? Or off...
I'll do it off a coaching session or the workshop.
You'll pay them $250.
I'm not going to pay them. Don't you even try and mess with me, Jeff Lewis. I got you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about my lunch with my boss yesterday. And we're also going to give you the update on Scott Anderson's stolen coat from the Kimberly Hotel in Midtown. We'll be right back. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
We are back with Tabitha Coffee and Shane Douglas. Next week, we will be back in the Los Angeles. I'm sober. Los Angeles studio. Megan Weaver, Doug Buden will be Monday. Tamara Judge on Tuesday. Wednesday, Fortune Feimster. Thursday, Brandi Howard and Julie Goldman, if they show up. And then Friday, Lauren Lake. Okay, so Shane, your grandmother just texted you.
Yeah, she said, I think your cousin Erica could fix your haircut. It's really helpful.
I do have to mention, we haven't heard the sober, Jeff Sober During the Holidays promo. And I want to thank Jameson. Did you put that together, Jameson?
I don't know that it was me. I don't want to take the credit for it. I can't remember.
Okay, well, let me tell you what happened after that.
I did. Yes, I did do. No, I'm kidding.
So I had an alcohol company that were interested in doing a junior endorsement, right? And it was like a six-figure deal. Not like, it was like $100,000, which is a lot of money. So really looking forward to putting that deal together. Now they vetted me, and they heard your fucking promo. And they heard me, and said that I lean on alcohol, and that I'm a functioning alcoholic, and they cut me. So thanks. Happy holidays, James.
You're welcome. I just wanted to hurt you where it hurts the most, right in that wallet.
My wallet. Yep. Yeah. That was your revenge for me yelling at you.
Love you.
2 weeks ago.
Love you from LA, Jeff. Love you so much.
All right. So let's first, I want to give you an update on Scott Anderson's coat. As you know, what night was that? Wednesday night, we went to the upstairs at the Kimberly Hotel, which is that rooftop bar. Have you been there? I wasn't impressed with anyway. But they did have big drinks. They were very, very, very generous with their pours. I got shit-faced. I could barely walk home. However, what happened was Scott had a beautiful new jacket that he purchased for New York, and he left it in our booth. We went down to the lobby, and we realized he didn't have it. He went back up. It was gone. Now, what you don't know is that most of the bar was completely cleared out because we were the last ones to leave. They kept blinking the lights, and they kept coming up to the table like, you got to go now. So there was not anybody there, barely. So they say they don't know where the jacket went. We talked to security. We asked them to look at the camera footage. Now, this is what they said to Scott. I knew the people in the area, and I've contacted them, and they don't have it.
Oh.
They knew the people in the area. I don't know what the fuck that means.
They asked everyone on 50th Street between Madison and 5th.
What people were in the area?
I think it means the area of the bar where we were, because there was nobody sitting there. Everyone left. It was just employees. So the security has not been helpful. They have not looked at any footage. Now, there is a longtime listener, Destiny, who I love, and she wrote a very bad review for the Kimberly Hotel. Now, I cannot ask anyone to do that for me or for Scott Anderson, but a lot of you also reached out to the Kimberly Hotel on Instagram asking for Scott Anderson's coat back. You were a bit demanding. There was no pleases or thank yous, but I get the message. I understand. Now, they have since deleted. They're starting to delete posts now. I can never, ever, ever ask any one of you to do that. I just, to go to their Instagram or, give them bad reviews. But someone there did steal Scott Anderson's coat, and it really, really, ruined his trip. But thanks for the support. Thank you for all the Instagram comments. Thank you for all the bad reviews. But, please don't do any more of those. Please don't. Okay, anyway. all right, moving on. I did have lunch with my boss yesterday. Remember what I said? I said, unless she says this is in the vault, those words, I'm assuming I can air it.
Obviously.
Okay. So I asked her, my psychic told me, Scary Sherry, she told me that when I got in trouble a few weeks ago that it wasn't over and that I was going to have, there was going to be a discussion about it.
You don't need to be psychic for that, but okay.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, fair
She's
enough.
She's like Dorinda. She has a sixth sense. She just knew.
Okay, you got to tell Tabitha about that.
So
it's real good.
There was, when she taught like a aerobics class in London, there's this guy who would always help her unload her car. He'd be waiting for her. He'd watch her teach, help her load
for
up.
For weeks.
For weeks and weeks. And she was like, and I just had this intuition that there's something wrong with this guy.
You think?
It turned out he was the Wandsworth killer. He was a serial killer. No, no, I'm not kidding.
And she's like, I have this sixth sense.
He killed like 7 to 11 women.
And he was like stalking her for weeks. And she was like, I'm so intuitive.
And the police showed up one day at her aerobics class and arrested him. And she's like, what's going on? He's the Wandsworth killer. It's insane. So, but God, I mean, she must really have that
sixth sense. Wow.
Has to be psychic. Because I would never think, if someone was waiting for me every morning at the studio, carrying my bag in.
You would never think there was anything wrong with them,
never,
would you?
Never. Mm-hmm.
What about if they gave you bagels and bananas?
Either you were going to go there or I was going to go there. No, but my feeling is, look, I think it is possible, I said it yesterday, that Coffee Guy wants to kidnap me and put me in his basement. And I am flattered. I am so flattered. Okay, anyway, so then, okay, we can't say real names on the radio. So we're going to call her Reagan. Reagan said that there was not an official HR complaint for my rant 2 weeks ago. However, it's almost worse. There was a direct complaint to Reagan. Okay? Mm. And so this is where she will talk about it. She doesn't say it in a way where she's guilting me, but she's like, you know, she's a busy lady. She's returning, you know, emails all day long and texts. Like Tabitha right now on her phone. And she said, you know, unfortunately, when these things happen, I have to arrange a phone call. It's got to be a phone call. I got to, you know, hear it all out. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, you don't like the fact that you're spending your time on Jeff Lewis Live. This is new for us. All I can gather is that the complaint came from the technical side, right? So we've alienated a whole new department now. Mm. So basically, my guess is they probably felt the need to defend themselves because we had some technical difficulties. I lost my shit. Mm-hmm. So maybe the tech support felt the need to defend themselves, so they called our boss. So here's the thing. Then Reagan says, well, you do have the worst internet of any one of our hosts. I said, I understand. But totally, yes. But the Comrex did go out. The Comrex went out.
Right, on that day, that's
what happened. Power cord went out, and we didn't have a backup. And I was told that we didn't have any backups because they were all at the other host. But whatever, I didn't want to push it. You know what I mean? I didn't want to start at the whole thing again. But Reagan said that there was a complaint, and then it did come from the and so here's the thing. Whenever that happens, she then has to talk to me about it.
Yeah. I love that you're defending it. I actually love, like, it's like watching a movie. I just want popcorn. I just want some popcorn to go with this movie because I love that you have constructed a whole, like, story about it. You know kind of where it comes from.
Yes, yes.
You've picked all the pieces apart. You've put them back together.
Because I asked the right questions.
Like, you're putting the jigsaw together for you, right?
Yes. And you know what else I do?
What?
You know what else I do? So I'll ask a question about it, and then I'll go to another subject, and then I circle back and ask another question, and then I go back, and then I come back. The one thing, you're right, but she's mm-hmm. smart. Reagan's mm-hmm. smart.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing that what else did she say to me? Oh, she said, we're all just very happy you're back in the studio. I said, oh, because technical people don't have to deal with my bullshit. Oh, but then it never fails, by the way. Margaret Josephs, Marge, she was here yesterday, and she said, compliment your boss. Compliment, like, disarm her. She's too smart for that. I was kind of like, oh, could I throw a compliment right now? No. She would have known.
What about if you just own it?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
What does that mean?
Like, accept responsibility?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
I don't even know how that applies to this situation.
Like, actually go, yeah, you know what? I fucked up. I did this. Maybe I'll learn from it. I'll do better next time.
I didn't say any of that. But you know what? I did say I said I was very, very, I felt very bad about yelling at Melissa and Jameson. And I told Reagan that I was going to buy Jameson a new Hyundai, which I will.
I love it.
I love it too. I will. I told you I would. Maybe like a 2-year-old Hyundai.
I mean, Reagan approves, I mean, that's like maybe all the approval I'm going to need in terms of HR.
But then let me tell you where it just went to a place where I wasn't that happy. Like, you're meeting with me. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about my show. Let's talk about...
What else is there to talk
what's
about?
What's my future here at SiriusXM? Well, maybe there's no future. Maybe that's why she didn't talk about it. Maybe she's like, we're waiting for his contract to run out in October mm-hmm. and get this fucking pain in the ass out of my office. Maybe that happened. But she starts talking about her fucking teacher's pet, Amy Phillips. And I love Amy Phillips. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to go to lunch and talk about Amy Phillips.
No.
Oh, Amy and her show. And her show's doing so well. And she's just the sweetest woman. And you know what? Oh, my God. Did you see her and watch What Happens Live? I'm so excited for her. She got to sit in a chair. She wasn't behind the bar. What about me? I've been on Watch What Happens Live. I sit in a chair.
God.
Let's talk about my appearances.
You're going to be on there on Sunday.
Oh, and then you know what she said? She looked so beautiful.
She did.
So then I've wasted fucking 15 minutes of my lunch talking about Amy Phillips.
I'm disengaging.
Exactly. I mean, I like her, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to go to lunch to talk about her. She's such the, she's like the Sirius XM darling.
Because she's so sweet and talented and funny, and you...
am not.
Aren't. And you are.
You have great hair.
Apparently, yeah, so that's good. But yeah, so that's what happened. I mean, I guess it was good. I didn't get fired. Let's reframe.
Every day you don't get fired is a good
day.
Right,
you still have a job.
And it was not a formal HR complaint. Because that could have been worse. Because I've had four of those.
So check, check, positive, right?
You heard about that, Scott, right? Yeah, yeah. It's oh well, oh well. Anyway, so otherwise it was. I guess it was a good. You know, it was a good lunch. Okay, so then, I don't know how you do it right now with this COVID and the elevators and the fucking elevator police. So I'm staying in a hotel with a very small elevator. There's only two. You wait a long time for it to get to your floor. Okay, so elevator opens up. There's like a husband, a wife, and another guy, right, on the other end of the elevator. Scott and I are going down to the gym. We go in. Behind me is Shane with a stroller. Monroe was not in it. I wouldn't have left Monroe there. Well, maybe. But I did, but the stroller was empty. We're taking it back down to the concierge, right?
Right.
So the stroller was too big to fit in the elevator, so I knew Shane's not going to be able to go. So I'm like, later, Shane. Sorry, Shane. Then this guy comes up with his little rollaway, and he's clearly like, got to go. Like, he's in a hurry. He's got to go to the airport. So the door's about to close. I'm like, bloop. Open it up. I'm like, hey, we can fit room for you. The guy behind me is like, I'm sorry. There is only four people supposed to be in this elevator. Well, first of all, there's five of us right now. But he's like, I'm sorry. No, there's only four people. Only four people in the elevator. He's like fucking Rain Man. So I'm like, so the guy was really nice with the roll away. And he's like, okay, I'll get out. And I said, you know, I would have let you go. I would have let you in. I would have let you ride with us. The guy's behind me. I'm not looking at him. And then the lady was like, I would have too. So the door closes. And so now I've
You're
got...
You're such a shit stirrer.
So the door so closes. Good. And I now know I have an ally, which is the guy's wife. So I look at her and I said, I got to read up on these elevator rules and regulations. I didn't know. Thank you, sir. Now, he's not even looking at me now. Now he's just looking down. And Scott's also huge. So he's no... Which... That also gives me this sense of security. Because Scott will fuck him up. So I realize I can say whatever the fuck I want.
And you just didn't stop, did you?
I
how many floors did you have?
Well, I got to eight. And then I was like, I looked right at them, the couple of them. I'm like, bye, happy holidays. You know, but and I just wouldn't even look at that fucker. But what a dickhead. It's the elevator ride is like 60 seconds.
Right. And you have covering on.
We all had masks
wearing
on.
Wearing a mask.
And then, you know, if you're staying in that hotel, you know you're waiting 10 minutes for an elevator.
And I did.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I'm sorry. You couldn't get in with that stroller.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I know that's a tangent. I know I just went on a tangent, Tabitha. I'm really sorry. Why do you only wear black? That's all you wear. It's black.
What's the problem?
I'm just wondering.
Is it like an intentional
You look great
choice?
In it.
You look great.
Oh, you only wear black, right?
Only wear black, except to bed sometimes.
What color
Periodically.
To bed?
So you're pink.
Really?
Cute. Yeah,
so your closet's just
cute.
All black.
And
all black, nothing but black.
You know, I heard Jamie Lee Curtis does that, but that's not true because I've seen it. I've seen her in other colors.
No, I've seen her.
So why would you say that?
Well,
because I read it, and then I'm like, wait a minute, that's not true.
But maybe movies. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I only wear dad jeans.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's so they're so bad. I know, Tabitha. You know, you can tell me anything. Why don't you just not tell me? You should say, you know what, Jeff, you need new jeans.
Because I don't care.
You need new jeans.
I don't care.
I just don't want to go through the whole trying it on, and I just keep postponing and postponing, but I know. They look terrible.
Well, I only wear black. So how would you feel if I showed up in color? How would you feel like
I mean,
if
you're,
I came
You look great. Don't get me wrong. You look great.
I just love this jacket.
So you just said, you know what? I look best in black.
Well, hairdressers wear black, right? We wear black when we do clients primarily. The reason because it is a blank canvas. So your client becomes a star. Mm-hmm. And their hair color always looks good against a neutral black background, right? So it's a very hairdressery thing. I worked all the time and I traveled all the time and it was just easier to take black and put it all together and make a wardrobe and throw everything in a suitcase.
Was
right?
just
and
hair shows it. And speaking engagements and all of that.
And I look good in black.
Yeah,
and
you
I
do.
Like black. So then it just became, you know what, this is my thing.
Yeah.
It's everything goes together. Texture is really important for me.
Yeah.
And I've tried color. So I bought this beautiful dress right before COVID. Beautiful dress, colored, for a hair show, amazing, I thought I was being a good team player. The corporation wanted, like, live your color. So I was like, I'm being a good team player. I've got this dress. I love it. I love it. Rock up to the hair show, feel like $1 million, think I'm fabulous. And everyone kept coming up going, oh, I don't like you in color.
Oh, they're so used to you in black.
Oh, you've got color. Oh, I like you in black better. So
there you go.
You know what? Don't try anything new.
You've been partnered since what, 1997?
Yeah, I mean 24 in January.
We were having this really nice discussion about how you've known your partner for so long that you just kind of know what she's thinking, you know what she's expecting, you know what she needs. And then I just felt like such a douchebag because this morning I made, you know, Scott was sitting there and I made coffee and I'm like, hey, do you want sugar in your coffee? He's like, do you realize that you have asked me that about 400 times and every time I tell you, I don't take sugar in my coffee? And I said, I am so sorry, but I am probably going to ask you another 400 times. I really am. I just don't care.
He only likes cream. That's it.
I did not know that.
Oh my God. And you even know that?
I didn't even know that. And he was annoyed. He was annoyed. But you know what?
Yeah, of course. It's annoying. It's annoying, right?
But here's the thing. I gave him the coffee. So just, you know, let's reframe here. Jeff is so nice. He's considering me. And he's pouring me a cup of coffee. Instead, you're going to focus on the fact that I don't remember whether you take sugar or not.
Even the coffee cart guy, he loves you. He does not even love me. I walk up, he's like, oh, hazelnut? I'm like, yes, thank you.
There is no reframe for that. Right? There is no reframe for that. Mm-mm. Like, you want to make it about, oh, I made you a coffee.
Yes.
Here you go.
Yes.
I made you the wrong coffee and not any way how you like it. But look at me. I made you a coffee. Gold star. Like, come on.
Just be grateful, right, Scott? Just be grateful.
That's up to him to reframe. You can't reframe yourself. You are the one in the wrong. Sorry.
He's a little Debbie Downer sometimes, too. Maybe that coffee put him in a bad mood because Monroe, she wakes up and she's real happy and hyper. And she's like, and I ordered her fruit, right? So she's like, God, I just, she says, God, I love this. I love it. I love this pineapple.
I love it.
Yeah, she says that now. But she goes, I love this pineapple. And this is what bothers me too early in the morning when she asks me questions. And I'm just a dipshit. Like, I don't have time to Google. I don't, whatever. Daddy, where do pineapples come from? And I was like, oh, I'm fucking stumped. And I go, well, pineapples, sweetie, they come from Hawaii. They have pineapple groves. Is that true?
I don't know.
Well, then Scott's like,
yes. And other places, like Australia, Outback. Yeah, okay. Do you know how long it takes to grow a pineapple?
Look at me. I don't even know.
So 2 months.
Oh, for fuck's sake. 2 years.
For one pineapple?
Well, so this is what happened. So then I was like, I thought I was happy with my answer. But then Scott's like, actually, most pineapples come from Costa Rica since the indigenous people of Hawaii lost their land. Wah, wah. Thanks, Scott. And she's like, what? And then she's fucking stumped. Like, what? Indigenous people? I'm like, oh, I can't. I don't want to answer that.
Not fucking helpful.
Not fucking helpful, Scott. Shit. So she thinks the pineapples come from, that's where I thought they come from.
They come from Australia. It takes 2 years to grow a single pineapple.
I thought I saw like the one I was on that sugarcane train thing in Maui.
You would have seen them in Hawaii. But what we're saying is the majority of pineapples don't come from Hawaii anymore.
Oh, God. Okay. Well.
I didn't know that.
How am I supposed to know that?
Everything Hawaiian is like pineapple.
Right.
So you would just eat Hawaiian pizza.
I thought they all came from Hawaii.
I'm sure the Hawaiians are so happy with that. Like everything Hawaiian is pineapple. I'm sure everyone in Hawaii is stoked.
Okay. Well, now that we know where pineapples come from and how long they take to grow, we're going to take calls. Also, just wanted to remind you, check out Tabitha Coffee's website or check her out on Instagram. Sign up for Bitch Camp now. Did you say January or February?
February.
Okay. So the new 7-week workshop starts in February. You can sign up for that now. Use the Jeff Lewis Live code. She'll pay you $250 in addition to
lying.
A free workshop.
He's totally lying. Don't listen to Jeff.
And then if you have lots of money, which a lot of you do, I know that.
I do.
Yes, Shane does. Sign up for the individual consultations, which actually I would consider doing that. I would.
That would be fun.
Like very much.
I would love to be your coach.
I need a coach. I really do.
Yeah, you do.
I really need a coach.
Yeah, you do. Just remember like the coffee orders and things. Yeah, you do.
Laura in California, good morning.
Good morning, my people. Oh, I got so fired up yesterday. I immediately called upstairs at the Kimberly Hotel.
Yes.
Three times and left three messages. And then you know what? I thought about it and I couldn't take it anymore. I called the general manager's office and I got a person on the phone. And this is what I said.
What?
That your patrons cannot trust your employees. How do you think they feel handing over their credit card? How do you think they feel when a drink is delivered to their table? If they can't trust your employees, they have no confidence coming into your establishment.
Ooh.
Wow, you serve them.
I felt so satisfied. The person who talked to me just listened and said, well, I'm very disturbed to hear that this happened and we will look into it and probably nothing will happen. But I felt better.
You felt better, right?
I feel better.
I felt like I needed to protect Scott Anderson. Yes.
I have to tell you, he said the sweetest thing to me last night, too, when we were at, we went out and he was talking about, he's like, look, the jacket, he's like, I understand it's just a jacket, but I spent a lot of money on it. I think he spent like $1,200 on the coat. And then he spent another, he's a big guy. So he spent like $300 in
alterations.
And first of all, who's going to wear that coat, by the way? Someone's going to use it a fucking comforter. I mean, it's just, it's so much material. What are you going to do with it? But anyway, he was like, I really wanted to look good for you. And I went and bought that for the New York trip. Mm-hmm. And I felt really bad. Maybe he was trying to guilt me into buying another one. But he did find another one on sale yesterday,
yeah,
which was good. But Laura, thank you so much for doing that. It means a lot to me that you have his back. It sucks that that happened. We were gone for 4 minutes. Someone stole that. And, you know... And the fact that they don't have any footage of it, it's a huge coat. Like, they'd have to see somewhere on one of the cameras someone carrying his coat. And if you called back and said, look, we think it's a patron, that's one thing. But I don't know. I didn't really see any patrons in there. I'm always the last to leave, as you know, Laura.
I know.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Laura. Love you. Have a great weekend.
Welcome.
I think she's got empathy fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
she's like, I wanted to talk. You weren't supposed to talk.
She was trying to get off the phone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was. Read the room.
How much time do I have?
2 minutes.
All right, Natasha, Minnesota. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys. Tabitha, I have a question about thinning hair.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
What can be done about it? Do biotin supplements work?
So biotin can work. There's a couple of supplements on the market that you can buy. It starts with a V. Can I say it?
Oh, yeah. Do whatever you want.
Viviscal is really amazing. Okay. So Viviscal, there are two versions. You can buy one like drugstore through online, one from a dermatologist. They're helpful. It depends on why you're having hair loss. I'm going to say this, something that's happened all the time. Everyone's reached out to me. During COVID, through lockdown, I think because people haven't been outside, exercising well, eating properly, huge stress levels on everyone, right? Yeah, right. Drinking, not taking care of ourselves and also the stress. A lot of people have felt like they've experienced a lot more hair loss than normal.
Okay.
So diet makes a big difference. Just take care of yourself and your hair will benefit.
Well, thank you so much, Tabitha Coffey, for being here. You know how much I love you. I want you back. Every time I'm in New York, I want you here. I'm just bummed I haven't seen you for 2 years.
I know.
It's so good
pull
to be back.
Pull me out of the closet again,
will I
you?
Will. I will pull you out of the closet. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's been a really, really fun week in New York. Anxious to come back, but we'll be back in L.A. next week with a whole new lineup. Have a great weekend.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.